Let's go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave their life to me,
and I'll proudly stand out next to you.
I don't think people are ever singing that song sober.
No.
Ever.
And I also, except for just find now. It, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not sober.
I just ate some dark chocolate. That's where I'm at.
I'm cacao drunk.
I really am. I'm 85%ing it right now.
Damn, girl, your ABV is insane.
Yeah, I mean, 85% is like, that's a high level of cacao. I don't know if you've been to that place, but, you know.
No, I usually cap it around 47.
47? What's your game?
I essentially just like half and half with like a drop of cocoa in it.
I like basically like they pulled the cacao plant off of the tree and like
basically
put like a small like CVS lighter on it for like 1 second and then passed it to me with a spoon. That's
it's
what I
dark.
Prefer.
It's dark.
It's really dark. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
I basically want them to just feed the cow a little bit of chocolate and then milk the cow and then give me that.
Do you think that if cows...
You about to ask a stupid question.
You know where this is going.
You about to ask a stupid
I'm
question.
I'm sure it's been asked.
Go ahead.
It's been... Yeah, proceed. It's been asked, and I'll ask it again.
Mm-hmm.
If cows eat chocolate, do they produce chocolate milk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a 5-year-old ask me that when we went to the petting zoo the other day.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
That's like kids' number one question.
But they genuinely asked you that question.
Well, they asked me about strawberries because
oh. It's pink milk. Nuance.
But I have this girl who like loves, you know, like the strawberry like true moo yoo-hoo fucking like non-milk drink.
You're like, yeah, if they give the cows strawberries and high fructose corn syrup and red number 30.
And if it wasn't a cow.
And it was just a big machine.
No, I'm sure that, like, if you gave cows chocolate, they would, like, die. I think it's, like, dogs
really?
And cows and everything else.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I just assume that, like, chocolate kills everything except people.
What? I was like, not me. Not my joy. Not my lifeblood.
I mean, not for years and years, at least.
No, chocolate is one of the things that's keeping me alive. All right, there's two columns. There's a column mm-hmm. of things killing me and mm-hmm. things keeping me alive, and that falls in the latter column.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to think that this, too, is keeping me alive.
Wait, can you jingle your drink? And I want to guess what it is, because for our listeners who don't know, we're not in the same room right now, so jingle mm-hmm. your drink, and let me see if I can guess mm-hmm. just based on the ricocheting
no
ice cubes.
Yeah, what are you feeling there? What are you getting? What are you getting over the waves?
Okay, let me listen. Do it again.
Okay, here we go. The cubes are pretty dissolved right now. It's pretty much just like little...
I was gonna... Well, okay, so don't tell me that, because I was just gonna uh-huh. say, it sounds mm-hmm. like very light, flaky cubes, first of all.
Uh-huh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Very,
I have a flaky-ass trick.
It's very high timbre.
These aren't hand-spun cubes.
Wait, do it one more time and don't talk.
Okay.
Is it whiskey?
It's not. I mean, it's no, it's not. I mean, I know, I guess.
What?
I guess I don't know enough.
Bourbon?
It's.
What is it?
Close.
Rye.
No, it's not. It's.
Scotch.
Yes.
Grandpa.
Well, I don't know. Can whiskey burn the hair off your ass?
Grandpa.
Yeah, it's my Remy.
Good for you. You're drinking Remy right now?
I am. I'm drinking 1738.
God damn. Are you like sitting with Fetty Wap in your bedroom right now?
Yeah.
You just poured
I'm putting
it for you?
I'm putting in my glass eye and sipping on my... Wait, sipping on my Remy.
That's actually a hilarious idea for a show. One drink with a celebrity.
Ooh, yes.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, you pick a celebrity, and you have to pick a celebrity and a drink, I guess? Or maybe...
Well, I think it has to be, like, they pick the drink, and it's, like, but they're famous.
They
drink,
get to pick everything in their lives. So, like, why don't we get to pick the drink, you know? Like, you're but, like, but I think that I'm going to make Fetty Wap drink Chardonnay.
Well, then, you know, oh, here's the thing. I think it's that they choose your drink, and you choose their drink.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely make someone drink Kendall Jackson Chardonnay.
Just to, like, be evil. So, wait, what celebrity would you pick?
Mm.
This is, like, really, oh, this is so juicy.
I would 1,000% want to start with Meryl Streep.
What would you give her?
I would give her, listen, you hate Kendall Jackson, I don't.
Do you think Meryl would like it, though?
I think, you know what, I don't think she's that bougie. I think she's not an every woman, for sure, but she's somewhere in between. And I think that a Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, I don't think she'd turn her nose up at it. I think she'd
probably
played
take it
so
in
many
stride.
Different characters.
Yeah, she'd take it in stride, for sure.
She'd get into it.
She'd sip it down.
She'd talk herself into it.
She'd put some of those little flaky ice cubes you got into it and swirl it around.
She'd make it into a spritzer. Spritzer.
A little spritzer.
My bigger question is, like, what would she give me to drink?
Mm-hmm. She'd give you like, a Lambrusco.
Ooh, shit. I don't even know what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly. She'd be like, well.
I feel like she'd give me, like, because I think also it doesn't have to be alcoholic. I think she'd give me, like, some kind of, like...
No, it has to be alcoholic.
Okay.
That's part fine. Of the show, right? I don't know. I mean, what are you going to give somebody,
no,
like,
you're
a...
Right, you're right.
Like,
you're
your right. Chocolate
I think
Yoo-hoo?
She would... A Yoo-hoo?
A Yoo-hoo?
I was about to make a terrible comment. Yes,
you're Yoo-hoo. Like, God damn it, Ricky Gervais gave me a Yoo-hoo. And I gave him a fucking scotch. Come on.
I gave him 1738.
He gave me fucking... Nesquik. God damn.
No, you're right. It has to be an alcoholic. It has to be an adult beverage.
An adult beverage.
And yes. And it has to be, you know, enjoyed like on a porch in rocking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would give James Franco a Michelada.
Ooh, that's great. James Franco, that would be an awesome
I would
pick.
Love to have a drink with him.
He would love a Michelada.
I bet he would. I bet he would, like, lick the salt off the edge. That's the real purpose behind that.
Ugh. Who else? Ugh. Who else?
Oh my
I would
gosh.
Want to, I would want to have a drink, I'd want to have a drink with Sia.
Oh, cool. What would you give her?
I would give Sia, I just love Sia so much. I've been listening to her, all of her albums nonstop recently. I don't know why. I'm in a transition period in my life, and I feel like she just is so eclectic and chaotic.
Are you doing, like, the dance through your house, like the Dance Moms girl?
No, it's mostly in my car, and it's mostly like me singing to people as I drive by them. Like, I'm caught in a lot of heavy traffic.
When you do that,
do you
point right at their eyes and, like, follow their eyes with your finger? Or is it more just, like, a stare?
Well, what I like to do is I wait for someone to kind of, like, give me side eye. And then what I do is I, you know, it's usually in, like, heavy traffic. So I just always make sure I'm pulling up right to their window. And I'm just, like, kind of chronically at their eye line.
Yeah.
And
have you ever had any, like... negative consequences from this?
I've gotten, like, flicked off, but I mean, you're talking to the girl that almost got into, like, a brawl on 6th Northwest, so
Godspeed.
So I have a lot of road rage, and I don't know, there's something about as soon as I get
DC driving is terrible. I don't blame you at all.
It absolutely is. I will say, though, I am a monster once I close the doors. I just have no conscience whatsoever.
Chandeliers! Chandeliers!
Exactly. There's no filter. So,
good for you. You gotta have that space where you can be free. And just, you know... tell people how you really feel about them via Sia?
Via Sia. Oh, my God.
That's her next
I don't even know what show that would be, but
that's her. Yeah, that's her reality show.
Via Sia.
When you first said Sia, I got her confused with Robin.
Okay.
I don't know why I get them confused. You know, they're like
have those blunt, very bright haircuts.
Yeah, and similar like pop, but like cooler than regular pop kind of category.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, that was the end of my story.
She'd be on the first episode of Via Sia.
Via Sia. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this one drink thing would be great. Would you do like a some sort of a lottery or a raffle? Like, would they have a celebrity every week and then you could like apply? Or would you just like send in suggestions and then the production team, you know, we'd have to see who we could get?
I think that it definitely should be some kind of like contest, or like people have to write in a story about that celebrity. Like it could even be like something where you never even had contact with them, like, oh, this was almost like The Moth, where like you're writing in a story or giving a pitch on a story. Mm. And it could be like, oh, I had this dream about is Clint Eastwood alive?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay. Like, oh, I had this dream about Clint Eastwood, and they tell this hilarious dream that happened with Clint Eastwood, because I've had tons of celebrity dreams.
I thought you were going to say tons of Clint Eastwood dreams.
Tons of Clint Eastwood dreams. Go on.
I was like, we'll talk about that later.
I'll ask you about that offline.
We'll table that.
And so, like, you know, you tell, like, or it could be like, oh, like, I tried to go see Adele in concert and hear all the crazy things that I did to go see Adele. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, like, I saw Conan O'Brien on the street and, like, I made an ass of myself. Mm-hmm. I tripped over, like, a hot dog vendor's truck. Like,
yeah. That's cool. So maybe part of, yeah, because that's true. Because if it was just, the show was just the drink, there wouldn't be, like, much to go on in terms of, like, caring about the people involved. So if they have some story to tell in the beginning of the episode that's like a riveting or funny or poignant story, and then they meet this celebrity and there's like this moment.
Yeah. I think they should also have to like play like Boggle or something with them.
Wait, you pick like a drink and like a very tedious board game?
Yeah, exactly. Like gin rummy or something.
I want to play Jenga with Dave Chappelle.
Oh, God. That is such a fucking
and
good pick.
Give him a Pabst Blue Ribbon tall boy.
I think that's his ideal evening, too.
I mean, I think, I don't know who I wouldn't give Jenga to at the end of the day.
That's a good one. Oh, my God. I would, I don't know why I'm going with just, like, my, like, female actress icons, but I want Susan Sarandon.
What's she drinking?
I'm giving her an apple teeny.
All right.
And we're going to play Girl Talk.
Is she going to, like, put pimples all over her face?
Yeah, she has to put the pimples all over her face every time she doesn't take my dare. And my dares are undoable.
My dares are undoable. Well, that's a good point. Like, are you allowed to, like, dare a celebrity on the show? I don't know. I take dares very seriously. So, like, you know.
As do I. I mean, it's friggin' law.
If Susan Sarandon backed out of a dare, I mean, that's pretty much the end of her career, right?
Not unless she wears the zit. If you wear the zit, it's absolutely rectified. The market economy in Girl Talk mm-hmm. operates on, you know, on
yeah.
gives and takes, you know? See, if you're not going to take the dare, you got to give the
right.
zit.
Right. It's a game of sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never use the stickers in Girl Talk because I hate stickers. So, like, I don't remember mm-hmm. what I did. I feel like I made up some other, like, retribution system.
I feel like you did all the dares.
I just did all the fucking dares. I was like, ain't nobody gonna put a sticker on me. You only put my underwear in the freezer for 38 hours?
Well, put an ice cube in my bra and go ring on the neighbor's
yeah.
doorbell?
Hell yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I'll shit in a bag and put it in front of your neighbor's house. I don't care.
We definitely weren't asking each other to do that kind of stuff.
No, the ice thing, of course.
Yes, no, the ice, well, ice thing I was dared to do.
Yeah, I saw a girl's underwear go in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then girl's bra, you had the ice absolutely. Down your bra.
It was, yeah, it was basically centered around
ice.
Like bras and panty things.
Yeah.
That was it was like freezing our own undergarments was like literally the raciest thing we could think of.
The most thing you could do. Yeah, like age 12.
Oh my god, I remember like the most, I think the
What?
I can't believe I'm about to share this.
Sure.
I think the funniest, so I, Truth or Dare was like, I mean, always hilarious. And everyone was always
nervous. And also
like
horrifying.
It is absolutely horrifying because it's like completely socially annihilating someone, isolating them and mm-hmm. making them feel totally terrible no matter what their yeah. answer is. Even when you were asking the question, you were totally judged.
Feels like a war zone.
And so I remember one of the questions that was asked, I can't remember if it was, no, it wasn't asked to me. It was asked like some other girl asked another girl and said, so what they did say was, have you ever touched your own boob? So that's what they did say. What I heard, and you know my hearing loss is notorious.
Poop?
Yes! So listen. So this is my reaction. So I hear, have you ever touched your own poop? And the other girl goes, I mean, yeah, I guess. Because she had, obviously, of course, because we're all humans, touched her own boob. And I heard, touched your own poop. And then I hear her go, yeah, I mean, I guess. And I just, like, I, like, silenced, like, the entire room with, like, what?
And you made
what?
This girl feel terrible.
Yeah, like, then she's, like, shirking away, like, feeling horrible. She's like, I mean, like, just, like, by accident or whatever.
Oh, no. And we're like, how did you touch your shit by accident? How is that possible? When did you reach inside the toilet?
That's exactly it. I was like, how?
Did you
how
shit
would
your
you
pants?
By
did
accident?
You touch your pants? That's even worse, Courtney.
That's it. I was just shaming her. This went on for, like, 2 full minutes. And finally, she's like, I don't know, like, when I'm changing my shirt or whatever, like, my hand goes by my boob. And I was like, oh, boob.
And you were like, I'm an asshole.
I was like, I retract everything, but, like, she had already written, like, her suicide note and it was over.
And then she died.
And then she died of social embarrassment. Oh, my God, oh, it was so bad.
That's the best story that I've heard in, like, 4 weeks.
I think about that story all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, because just, like, the amount of power that a person can have just from, like, being like, what? You said what?
Yeah, oh, of course.
And you can make someone totally doubt
Wait,
everything
Carolyn,
that they know.
Have you touched your own poop, though?
Have I touched my own poop?
Yeah. I think that's the real question that comes out of the story.
No, but, like, I've touched, like, other children's poop because they've pooped
no,
on me.
No, I'm talking
but,
about
like,
your poop.
No, I haven't touched my own poop with my finger.
Or did you have like a plastic bag or like a or
I've
a
been
tissue?
Camping before. I've had to scoop my own poop.
Yo, I've definitely like been in that moment where I'm like running to the toilet but I couldn't get there on time, or it was like just a bad situation like because I was sick or something. Mm-hmm. And then like I like just shat on my pants or something. Like, my pants were down, but I was shitting on them.
Oh, my
And I'm
God.
Sure that I touched it at that point.
Because
I had to
good.
Clean it up. What are you going to do? You know?
No, sure, you have to. You know what? I've peed myself, like, a number of times, but I've never shit myself.
Oh, I peed myself numerous times.
Numerous times.
Uncountable times.
Because basically, I'm a perpetual four-year-old, and, like, I always hold it way too long.
Oh, no. You're like, I
like, I'll
make
pass
it.
Many bathrooms in a day, and I'll be like, I need to go, but I don't want to stop.
Oh, no.
And then, like, one funny thing happens, and done. Done. I peed myself, like, 7 times in, like, 1 summer.
But, like, when you say peed yourself, you mean, like, a little bit, or, like, full on?
No. Full on has probably happened, like, 3 times, and I think 2 of them were, like, when I was at camp, like, in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever.
Oh, well, I pee in the pool in the ocean all the time.
No, I don't mean, like, when I was in that water. No, you're mistaking my story.
I was on dry land.
Yeah, it's like, I was, like, on the sand.
You were, like, peeing into the sand, yeah. like writing your name in the sand with your pee.
I was like waddling around, like trying to make my initials.
Carolyn was here.
But I only got like the C.
Yeah. How much soda do you have to drink to write Carolyn was here in the sand?
So I have been spending a lot of time with my grandmother and my great aunts recently, one of which lives in, well, she actually lives in like a retirement home, but then attached to the home is like this retirement community where like, you know, it's like retirees who live in their own little condos.
And assisted living?
You know, it's not assisted. It's just like a place, well, the condos themselves are for people who don't need, like, direct assistance. But, like, it's there if they need it in terms of, like, a service that they could purchase. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have found, being, you know, in that environment, that there are, like, you know, a lot of, like, really, like, critical, serious services that are being provided, obviously, and a lot of, like, high-stakes situations, of course, when you're dealing with, like, a population of, like, geriatric, like, men and women. Mm-hmm. However, there are also so many, like, hilarious scenarios that get brought to management. And so I was thinking about, like, a show where the setting was, like, in some kind of, like, retirement community where it's not, like, necessarily people who, maybe not everyone has nurses, maybe some people have nurses, and some people are, like, totally mobile. And, you know, the name of the show could be, like, Shady Grove or, like, Breezy Balconies or, you know, just, like, some generic name. and that, like, the whole kind of, like, this, the show is centers around, like, the leasing office of the management building and, like, all of the complaints and things that come in or just, like, the requests.
Did something specific happen that you saw or, like, something?
Yeah, I mean, like, I saw, like, lots of people, like, asking about, like, really specific things. Like, there was this one woman who was, like, who, like, couldn't find, like, she had put into their community fridge, like, her unsweetened applesauce. So she was like lodging a complaint with the leasing office.
Yeah.
About like someone had stolen her like unsweetened applesauce.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that is just like one little morsel of like the things that they have to quote unquote put up with. I mean, like, yeah, like I said, like I'm sure in the show we could work in like some actually serious plot lines of like, you know, people who need like actual care and have like, you know, situations.
So would it be focused on the staff? We could focus on the staff and then also like see it from both perspectives?
Yeah, I think like what I was thinking would be like funny is kind of like how Parks and Rec, like you're looking directly at the workers in that office, but then also like the kind of satellite characters are also the people that like, you know, live in these communities.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, like in my head, like they would be like, they'd be like calling in. Because, like, they have to call in about, like, building issues. And so it's, like, Dottie calls in and it's, like, hey, Dottie, how's it going? And she's, like, the toilet is making a noise. And they're,
right.
Like,
or there's, like, an alien in my toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Dottie, is the toilet working? She's, like, it's working, but it's making a noise. The cat won't go near it.
Right.
And so, like, you know, they just, like, have to, like, always deal with these, like, hijinks, like, calling in and being like, I can't remember my grandson's address at Ohio State. I'm trying to find his address. They're like,
what's his dorm room number?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, Babs, we can't help you with that.
They're like, Babs, he graduated 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He has a great marketing job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, that's right. That's right. He married that whore bitch. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Can this be, like, a really unexpected setting? Like, because the thing is, there's old folks' homes everywhere,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Maybe it's, like, in Australia.
In Australia, I love it.
I don't know, I want it to be in some crazy place.
Yeah.
Like not, like, Florida, like, not what you would expect.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, I love that. Or like Alaska.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Like they're all just so cold all the time.
It's very
be some yeah. old people that live there.
It's very cold. It's Alaska, Betty.
That's their number one complaint, is that it's cold.
We got a code one.
Oh my gosh. And then there could be like people who are like talking about like ice fishing in their youth and like.
Oh yeah.
There could be like an Inuit, like white clash
mm-hmm.
amongst the seniors.
Absolutely.
There could be like a lot of incredible storylines.
Yeah, there's a lot of like a lot of different like contexts that the show could take. And I like that you could, like, learn about another, like, place and culture. Yes, because in my head, of course, it was going to be, like, in Long Island, but...
Yeah.
But I guess I could stretch my imagination a little farther. And yeah, so, like, in my head, I feel like the main character is, like, you know, the main, whatever, building management, community management person is, male or female, and then, like, maybe they're, you know, I mean, like, it's always fun to think about, like, the romances that would happen, like, as they're trying to, like, unlodge a can of kitten food from a vent so that the grizzly bears don't get in, and what kind of lotsies could happen, and what kind of romance could be struck up between, you know, the local bear catcher and...
We're in Alaska now, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Long Island or
the
Alaska.
Long Island Bear Catchers Association.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really funny. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, I know my grandparents were in this, like, really awesome place. It was like this, like, colossal tower of elderly suites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember, like, the demographic of people who worked there. I feel like it was, like, mostly, like, they were, like, they had, like, a young slew of, like, young kids, like, doing, like,
mm-hmm.
dinner service.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the people who, like, really worked there were, like, middle-aged.
Yeah.
But not, like, too old, you know, like, 40s?
Yeah. No, it's you know? Definitely not, like, older people, because you have to be, like, young enough and strong enough to,
like physically
yeah,
strong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, physically, like, lift these, like, elderly people up and down.
Yeah, well, the other interesting thing is that a lot of nurses, you know, and caregivers are from other countries.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you could have, like, all these interesting characters, like, from around the
yeah.
world.
Yeah, and, like, the stories of, like, what brought them to Alaska. Not even just, like, this job, but, like, what, like, why did they come to Alaska? They didn't come to Alaska for this job. They came to Alaska for some other fucking reason.
Yeah. Yeah, why did they come, like, from Georgia, not the state, but, like, the country, you know, to Alaska to, like, work in this old folks home?
Mm-hmm. Like, they were going to be, like, a part of, like, the premier dog sledding team, and, like, something happened where their dreams
and then what happened, something went awry. The lead dog
There was some kind of controversy with the Balto character. Yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is episode 0. You can catch us Tuesdays at noon right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're also on iTunes, so subscribe to us. We're also on Twitter. Please follow us at episode 0 podcast. That's episode 0 with the digit 0 podcast. And tell us your wacky ideas. We love to hear from our fans and our audience members about what they want to see on TV. And yeah, we'll catch you here next time, right here on episode 0.